Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day one of Just Jesus. This week, we are studying a season of Epiphany. Today's title is The Light Has Come. David McKenna and Lloyd Ogilvie once wrote, "Witnesses to a dawn in the Middle East report that the sun does not gradually arise to bring the daylight. Rather, the sun burst upon the horizon to turn deep darkness into dazzling splendor. The glory of God's redemption is also like a sunburst. Sin's deep darkness is instantly turned into the radiance of redemption." Our text for today comes from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 3. "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." Welcome to the journey of Epiphany, where today's scripture highlights the prophetic promise that God would one day send his glorious light into the thick darkness. The book of Isaiah was written during a time of great devastation for Israel. It includes the Assyrian invasion and later the Babylonian exile. Therefore, Isaiah's prophecy brought great encouragement during Israel's darkest season. The literal interpretation of Isaiah chapter 60 centers on God's specific promise to restore the physical city of Jerusalem. However, this scripture metaphorically reflects the coming of God's promised Messiah, the light of the world, who would ultimately fulfill God's promise of salvation and restoration. Notice the phrases from God's word that come as powerful flashes of radiant light into Israel's dark and discouraged souls. From verse 1, "Arise, shine, for your light has come." Also from verse 1, "The glory of the Lord has risen upon you." From verse 2, "The Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you." And from verse 3, "Nations shall come to your light." David McKenna and Lloyd Ogilvie emphasized the purpose for which God sent his light to the Israelites, which is the same for every Christ follower. Make no mistake, the light of the glory of God did not arise upon Jerusalem so that its people could bask with self-indulgence in its splendor. As always, the glory of God's presence is given for the purpose of glorifying him through service to others. In the case of Jerusalem, foreigners had destroyed its walls. Kings had subdued its people. Violence had become commonplace. The temple had been destroyed. Israel had the reputation of a worm, and the city had become isolated from commerce and communication in the ancient world. Physical restoration of the city was not enough. Spiritual reconciliation with their neighbors, their enemies, and their despisers confronted the citizens of Jerusalem as their greater challenge. Controversy and misunderstanding are part and parcel of human relationships. Anytime a significant issue arises in a family, a church, or a community, there will be differing opinions and volatile reactions. The test of faith in a family, church, or community is not the absence of conflict, but the evidence of reconciliation. Evidence of reconciliation between the citizens of Jerusalem and their neighbors, enemies, and despisers is a reflection of the radiance of God's glory upon the city. Foreigners who were once suspicious now help build the walls, and kings who once oppressed the people now minister to them. Consequently, the fear of violence gives way to the freedom of peace. In a most significant symbol, the gates of the city are left open day and night because reconciliation works. God shines His radiant glory into our lives to rescue us from spiritual darkness. The light of Christ not only brings salvation, but it also leads to reconciliation. When you are in deep darkness, a small amount of light makes a tremendous difference. If you've ever visited Ruby Falls in Chattanooga, you've experienced this phenomenon. As you travel through a cave toward a 145-foot underground waterfall, your guide will stop the tour and tell everyone to turn off their lanterns. It is so dark that you cannot see your hand if you put it in front of your face. I do not like the dark. I panicked on my visit there and immediately turned on my watch light, thinking that no one would notice. Immediately, everyone saw my small light shining in that deep darkness. Yet God's glorious and radiant light would shine much greater into Israel's intense darkness. Greater still, the Messiah's coming would pierce the darkness of the entire world. We can all rejoice today and proclaim, "Your light has come." Some questions to consider. In what ways has the radiance of Christ brought you out of the darkness and into the light? In what ways has your salvation led to reconciliation? And finally, what specifically did God reveal to you through today's devotion? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.